just want everybody to know, I don't want a relationship with anybody that's a criminal or that practices witchcraft, regardless of whether they're my relative or not, and regardless of their position, title, where they work, where they live. So if you're a criminal or you practice witchcraft, I don't want a relationship with you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And I take my hand and I start pressing on that muscle that they were talking about, which they said is like 5 inches into your body, right? And mm-hmm. I start pressing on it. It hurts like a son of a bitch. It's so tender. It hurts. And I keep pushing. I mean, I am digging
deep
in there.
Give me the pain.
More ass pain. I need more ass pain.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of the show, Kristen Joy Holy. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Anything interesting happen this weekend? What'd you do?
Wow. I know. That's a lot going on.
I mean, so did 7 million other people, but wow. Okay. All right. So here we are. Fresh off the weekend. I mean, fresh-ish off the weekend. It's Wednesday when you're listening to this, but fresh off the weekend. And, you know, big news last week when mm-hmm. we didn't have a chance to talk about it. Richard Simmons died.
Yeah.
Richard.
I know.
A lot of people passed. Bob Newhart passed.
Bob Newhart, Shannon Doherty, Richard Simmons, Shelley
Duvall.
And a
somebody else we're forgetting about.
I know, when I just texted you that the
somebody
other day.
Else we are forgetting about. But anyway, Richard Simmons passed away remember there was that podcast?
Yes. That was
Finding Richard Simmons?
When I first started really listening to podcasts.
Me too. That was like back in 2019 or something?
Yeah.
1920, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And it was because the guy was on a mission to try and figure out
what happened to Richard Simmons. In like 2018, he like dipped out of private life and
public life,
to just go to be
Lou
private.
Dobbs.
Oh, Lou Dobbs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch much Lou Dobbs, but I know him and I've seen him certainly on TV.
Dr. Ruth.
Yes. That's right. We talked about her last week.
Anyways, go back.
But Richard Simmons.
I know.
Like in 2000, I want to say 17 or 18, he dipped out of public life. Just all of a sudden, he just like went away. That guy was everywhere all the time.
Everywhere. He was on talk shows.
Yes.
He was obviously selling all of his videos. He was just part of like the mainstream culture.
The lexicon of American culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever you think of Richard Simmons, he did a lot of good for a lot of people.
By
all accounts, a very, very sweet man who helped a lot of people tackle weight, but then like psychologically, I think
regain confidence and really, you know,
I was reading a story about a woman in Oklahoma in the late 80s, and her weight had ballooned to over 400 pounds. Didn't know what to do, stuck, almost bedridden, just basically had no will to live. And then that, whatever it was, rocking to the oldies. What was it?
Yeah, something like that. Rocking to the oldies.
Something like that. Something about
just
the
like
oldies.
Like a dance exercise. For people that don't know about it.
Yeah.
And you've got to, but.
Yeah. And just like, you know, lifting your arms or lifting your legs. Like simple, simple movements that could help people who really had a weight problem start to lose some of that weight and get some cardio.
It's active.
And so this lady was telling the story. This is, you know, after his death. But this lady was telling this story how she bought the VHS.
Tapes the time. Yeah.
And then wrote a letter to Richard after a couple of months of using it, losing like, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever. She saw some results. She wrote a letter to Richard, explained to him how he was changing her life and how she felt a connection through him with the TV when she had basically no other connection to anyone in life. Her family had told her for a long time to lose weight. They didn't want to talk to her anymore. Her friends had long since abandoned her. She couldn't go out and meet new people, whatever it was, like her and her dog. And she put her phone number in the letter, and he called her like a week later and never stopped calling her for like a decade, would call her on a regular basis to encourage her to get up, to live your life, to do things. You don't, you know, maybe you're sweating to the oldies. That's what it was.
Sweating to the oldies.
Maybe you're not going to be, you know, 110 pounds svelte, but you can live your life and you can do this. and she basically credited him with like saving her life. Now married, has a couple children, like, you know, just
went on to have a great life.
Went on to change her life, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of struggles in between here and there. But I share that story, you know, not because I'm like some Richard Simmons sycophant or anything. I share that story because I think that's always been the rumor about Richard Simmons, is he was a wonderfully caring, kind, empathetic person who put his money where his mouth is. He would help people. He'd send them free videotapes. He'd check in on them. Like, can you imagine Richard fucking Simmons in the 80s was like one of the most popular human beings on earth. And then he's calling your phone. You're probably your rotary telephone.
Right. It was on the wall.
Yeah. And so I think he was responsible for a lot of good in this world.
I think so too. Yeah.
And then people
just... He seemed genuine.
He really did. And then people just couldn't leave it alone when he dropped out of public life. But, you know, if you listen to that podcast, Where in the World is Richard Simmons, or Finding Richard Simmons or something, if you listen to that podcast, the guy who created the podcast, who went to great lengths to try and find out if Richard was alive or dead or here or there or wherever, he says that, you know, after you're in the world and you do so much, it'd be like, you know, Mother Teresa just like going away or Jesus Christ just like going away. And... with no information whatsoever, people who love you and who you've given your life to, and they've given their life, you know, all this other stuff. Like, then you just go away. They just want to know you're okay. They just want to hear from you one last time. It was like a really, at first I was like, this is really sycophantish. Like, why are they trying to find Richard? Why is the guy trying to find? And then as the podcast went on and I got more involved in it, I was like, well, I get it. I kind of get it. And so apparently maybe he was sick in some way, shape, or form. And I haven't really heard anything. But anyway, Richard passed away.
Spoiler alert, it didn't really, like, they did find him, but it wasn't really like a satisfying, huge answer. It was more just like he didn't want to.
He didn't want to say anything.
He didn't want to
He didn't want to be on the podcast. I wasn't going to ruin it, but it's 10 years. It's like 10 years old at this point. So whatever, who cares? So anyway, that's Richard Simmons. So the Trail of Tears continues with people passing. He wasn't that old either. He was like 78 years old or something. He wasn't,
That's not old.
He's not exactly, he's not like us, spring chickens. But he wasn't exactly old either.
Right.
And then, you know, my weekend was rather tame until 1:45 on Sunday afternoon when everybody started, when I saw, excuse me, I was watching the news and I saw.
Notifications started coming.
And then everybody started texting like, oh my God, did you see that Biden dropped out of the race? No big surprise. Like, I think I had pretty much figured that one out right after the debate. He couldn't go on. He just couldn't. There was no way that that wave of bad press was going to go away. Because unfortunately, and this will happen to all of us, unfortunately, age is not something you can turn back. It's not a sickness you get better from. It's not a bad night you recover from. It will continue to beat you back. That's what age does. And so, like him, don't like him, whatever you think about him, I think it's a stunning act of patriotism to step away from the race. And and now we got a horse race. And now we got a horse race, so we will see what happens. I can only imagine on both sides of the aisle, people are just fucking freaking out. They're going crazy. This will be one of those moments, I think, you're like, well, where was I? When? And I was laying in my bed, stretching my, I got this hip pain.
Speaking of getting old.
Yeah, speaking of getting old, I'm starting to get this hip pain.
Oh.
So listen to this. So I think I told you a couple weeks ago. I may have shared it on air. I had like a really bad back moment.
And you went to the massage.
I went to the masseuse, who stretched me like a dead horse. She was stretching my She was stretching the rigor mortis right out of me. And it really worked. It really helped.
Along with the weed smell that was permeating throughout the whole
place. Oh my God. Terrible. terrible. Even with all the oils and candles and all that other stuff, it was still smelled like diggity dank in there. It smelled like happy pappy. Anyway, go back and listen to the episode if you want to. So it worked. She did it. She got rid of that back pain, at least for a temporary period of time. And then it started winding up again toward the end of last week. And what it, I've had pain on my left side for a long time, my back left sciatic pain for a long time, but this is on my right side. And so, you know, I go to the doctor and, you know, what do they say? Take some steroids and go to PT, which is fine. Okay. PT will do the same thing that the masseuse did, just kind of stretch me out and all that other stuff. But it's really starting to wind up and causing me hip pain in my hip and my butt, right? And I was like, God, that's weird. I hope it's nothing more serious. You know, you start to think those things.
You don't want butt pain.
No, you don't want butt pain. Who wants ass pain? I'm a literal pain in my own ass. No one likes ass pain. So I'm having all this ass pain. I like that, ass pain. What's going on? I got ass pain, doc. And so I'm stretching it out. I'm doing yoga, stretching. I'm doing this for like hours a day just to try and keep loose and limber. And when I stretch it out, it does feel a little bit better. And then I get served, because of course I do, I get served this ad on Instagram one night. And it's for this contraption where it basically, you lay on it and it digs. And I'm talking like 5 inches digs into your pelvis where your hip, where that like right, I don't know, like right on your belt line.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to
where
put
the victory V is?
Yeah, where the victory V is, but up toward the left or right side where you're... You can't pray on a full dick.
Carl.
Carl, good old Carl. Maybe we'll talk to Carl. Where your hip bone is.
Yeah.
Now move over an inch. There's a muscle right there, mm-hmm. okay, on your belt line.
Yep.
And so this contraption, you stick it in there. You lay on it and let it like release the muscle, essentially. Get the knot out of the muscle.
Okay.
Right? And I see this and I'm like...
On Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, I've been... slightly disappointed on a few things I've gotten from Instagram.
Me three.
Yeah.
I've been,
they make it look great.
I've gotten a couple good things.
Okay.
And then I've gotten a couple things that weren't so good.
Yeah.
I got like a t-shirt company that would send you a new t-shirt every month. Loved it. I've gotten some shoes. Loved them. And then I got like pants and they ended up being like pleated pants from the 80s, like pleated Dockers or something. It didn't look like that in the picture. I was like, yeah. No fucking way am I wearing that. And then I tried to return it. And of course, the company's no longer exists or whatever. Right. Anyway, yeah, you know, 5 easy payments of $199.99 plus $79.99 shipping and handling or whatever it is. So I'm not going to buy it because it's $200 fucking.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's too much for a piece of plastic. I'm not doing that. But why are they telling me that I can get rid of my sciatic nerve pain by pressing on this muscle on my in front of my body, not in the back of my body? Mm-hmm. I know that it's all interconnected.
Everything's all connected. Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, whatever. I'm not going to fucking do that. And then I'm laying in bed last night, and I think to myself, well, maybe it's my hip's starting to hurt. I'm like, well, maybe this could work. I don't know. And so I go. And I take my hand and I start pressing on that muscle that they were talking about, which they said is like 5 inches into your body, right? And mm-hmm. I start pressing on it. It hurts like a son of a bitch. It's so tender. It hurts. And I keep pushing. I mean, I am digging
deep
in
there.
Give me the pain. More ass pain. I need more ass pain. More victory V pain. More penis pain. I need more penis pain. And I keep digging and rubbing, and I can feel all these knots and weird things in there. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm blowing up a gland or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm probably just busted a carotid artery down there. I don't know.
Your intestines.
Yeah, but it hurts so bad that I know this is not right. It shouldn't hurt this bad. It's like when you get a knot in your shoulder or something, mm-hmm. and someone starts massaging it, and it hurts so fucking bad, but you know that at the end of that hurt, there's going to be some kind of relief. Chrissy, I woke up this morning, almost fell the fuck out of bed because that muscle was so released that I had this weird sensation and I was like, I almost like tripped out of bed. And then the pain is gone.
All right.
The
good.
Fucking pain is gone.
Now, that's amazing. Well, there's like a band. It goes around
the IT band.
Yeah.
Well, that goes down your leg, but it does come up to your hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something that goes around your front and back.
Yeah. That's that's your PT band.
Okay.
That's your PP band.
Your PP band.
Your ass band.
Okay.
And I've had people massage that IT band when it's tight too. And man, I'll tell you what, that fucking hurts too. Anyway, it sounds like a geriatric podcast where we talk about, you know, solutions for your back pain. But I am just sharing with you that it fucking worked.
Well, when you find something that works, it's exciting.
Yes, it is. And I went to great lengths last week to try and get rid of this pain. So far, in fact, I started listening to like crazy yoga people, you know, like doing the ohms and mm-hmm. To release your back pain, release the energy. Oh, I mean, I was trying it all. And I stumbled upon this dude. This is like coming to a conclusion here, guys. Don't worry. This isn't about my fucking hip band or whatever it is. I stumbled upon this guy, Strider Sphere. Look at Strider.
Oh, Strider.
Strider's a good old hippy dippy. He looks like he's probably 19, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. And, he's got a big floppy hat on and a scarf.
Scarf. He looks like something straight out of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But like the hippie version.
He looks like Robert Plant. Yeah.
Carry on, ramble on. It looks like that band. Who's that band who goes around pretending they're Led Zeppelin? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. But I mean, listen, they're fine. They're talented, obviously. But they're like brothers, and they dress in those one-piece, like, penis pouches. You know what I'm talking about?
I think
and
so.
And like one guy does all the moves that Robert Plant did. Anyway, so I find this guy Strider, or Strider appears.
Strider.
That's a name that you're... only appeared in the last 10 years, 20 years of the world.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never met a man named Strider until I saw Strider, if that's his real name. Anyway, so he's not telling me about back pain, but he's saying this is the way to get the good energy going is by doing your throat dives. You want to hear a throat dive?
Yeah, let's listen.
I just want to share this with you. Here we go. Oh, why are you, Strider? Oh, here he is.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh my God. I'm laughing. I still have a cough, so it's hard to laugh.
Meow, 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 bum.
Oh my God. Wow, wow.
That sounds like it hurts. I could not stop fucking laughing. I love Strider. I love you, brother. I just couldn't stop laughing.
Did you try it?
What's that?
Did you try it?
Boom, 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 boom. Yow, boom, 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 boom. I did try it. Let me get out of a monster voice here. I did try it, actually. I thought to myself, why not?
Let
me do my throat dives. Bom, 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 bom.
Your throat dives?
Yeah, I think that's what he calls it. A throat dive or something like that? I don't know what he calls it. Anyway, I call it a throat dive. Let's call it that.
Yeah.
All I managed to do was scare the dog in the chair.
I bet.
And one of my kids was like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm doing my throat dives. And they said, oh, like in the pool? And I go, no, not quite like that. This is, I'm practicing for... dick sucking later on down the road. On OnlyFans when I need to make a couple of extra bucks. Oh, man, Chrissy.
Whoa,
people
Strider.
Are wild. Strider. Anyway, that's the... Instagram takes you through, you know, doctor telling you how to do it, to chiropractor telling you how to do it, to kooky dooky telling you how to do it, to
Strider.
Guy that one time had back pain that now is sure that he knows how to fix everyone's back pain. I mean, it takes you down the rabbit hole, and then you get to Strider. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, hey, listen, if it works,
how many
knock
followers
it
does Strider have?
Oh, I think he's got quite a way more than we do. Let's put it that way. Oh no, he's only got 232.
Okay,
but this one particular post has like 10,000 likes on it. Which is, you know, I think we've gotten that accomplishment, but not by much.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do this. Let's take a break. And we got lots more to talk about. It's an exciting week here at the commercial
Woo,
break.
Yeah.
Ow! We'll be back.
What's up, haters? Now let's get down to business. If you've got something to say, say it to our faces. And by that, I mean, text us or call us at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can and should also find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast, unless you want to fight me, in which case don't. And if you're just desperate to see our shining faces in person, keep your ears peeled for ticketing information about TCB Live. As always, don't forget that you can find everything you could possibly need to find on our beautiful website, tcbpodcast.com. Bye.
Yes, Christina. Christina's out of town this week.
I love Christina, unless you want to fight me.
Yeah, you also want to fight
me. In that
case, don't. Yeah, you don't want to fight Christina.
No.
I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know, but she doesn't look like the kind of person you want to have fisticuffs with. She looks like she can handle her own. But she's out of town this week. Here's the weird thing that's going on the messages right now. On our messages?
Okay.
It used to be... it used to be for the longest time, no one contacted us. But then people started contacting us sporadically right? And I would answer directly. I would just say, hey, it's Brian, or what. I wouldn't even, sometimes I wouldn't even say, I just, you know, respond. And then as the messages, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, as the messages started to get a little bit more frequent, then other people would answer the messages. But they would always be like, I love TCB, Chrissy and Brian, mainly about Chrissy. Brian's an idiot, you know, all this other stuff. Brian doesn't know what he's talking about.
Which,
Brian,
thank you for the
love.
Thank you for the love and for contacting.
Yes. No, thank you for sure. And, but I mean, here's the point I'm trying to make. It's always about how much people love Chrissy. And I mean, there are people who certainly have said nice things about me too, but I'm kind of the punching bag of the show, which is fine. That's the character
the
that I am.
Role you're filling.
Yeah, it's just like life. In real life, I'm the punching bag of my real life too. But now all of a sudden we're starting to get like Christina fans.
Yeah.
People who like what Christina says in the liners, mm-hmm. and they think that that's funny, and they sometimes people just respond to a Christina liner. They'll be like, I don't want to fight you, I love you. And I'll get, it's like a random text message in the middle of the night. It's like, I don't want to fight you, I love you. What does that mean? And then you respond in that, I love Christina. Oh, okay. All right. Now this is making more sense because she did a liner that said that.
Yes.
But Christina now is getting some traction.
She's getting here a little
at the show.
Fandom. I love it.
Yes. I was thinking about doing like
she's a big part of the show too.
She is a big part of the show.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, God. Yes. She
she keeps us running.
She keeps my marriage intact, is
yes,
what she really
exactly.
does. Not because she gets involved in our marriage, but because she keeps me out of the studio till 2 a.m.
right.
every fucking night, which was going on for years. And, you know, if you got a loved one, they usually want to see you at some point during yeah. the day. They want to say hello.
Well, you were able to make 30 kids, though, so.
I was. I just made a count. When it happened, I made a count. I was like, all right, get to it. And yeah, so Christina getting her own traction here at the show, which I love, by the way. You know,
absolutely,
keep it coming. Whoever you like, you like. And what I was gonna
the hot ones with the hot ones,
the hot ones with the hot ones. What do you want me to do? I love what I love, and I can't love anything else. It's me, Irving. I don't know why I love your mother. I love her. Please, when you bury me, do it in a plastic box, in a recycled cardboard, and make sure you bury me deep with lots of shovels of dirt. The hot ones with the hot ones. It is what it is. Is it really?
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Oh my God, did I get backlash about that one?
Oh, you did.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I see some people's points. They're
well,
like,
what was the point?
I don't know what the point is, but I see your point, whatever your point is. No, what some people's point was. Listen, first of all, Brian, you sound, what do they call it? I can't remember the name of it, but there's a name for sounding old and out of touch.
Okay.
Chuggy. You sound chuggy. All right. I get it. I sound chuggy. But I just don't like when people put that. I've already shared my opinion on it. I don't want to repeat it here. But what people said was sometimes, you know, when you have social media accounts, you're talking to an audience of people that you've usually curated, or they're at your place for some reason. And they will understand generally what, like if they're watching you, they'll understand generally what you're talking about. And when you say, if you know, you know, or IKNYDYKNY, whatever it is, that there are usually more people than not that are in on whatever those people are talking about, because they tend to have similar spheres of influence. They're listening to similar things. They're eating certain things. They're going to certain restaurants. They're doing certain things. And it's really just a nod. It's like a funny nod. If you know, you know. Okay, sure. Why not? I mean, I'm not going to back off my stance here that I think if you know, you know is kind of silly. Do you agree with me on this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And I don't think I'm sounding old. I think I'm sounding like a human being who just doesn't want to not know what you're talking about. Like, I just like to generally be.
It does sound condescending.
Condescending.
Is that the right word for
yes.
this?
Yes, cliquish.
Thing?
Yeah.
Cliquish, yeah. Kind of like, and I, first of all, I do get the other side of it. And it's kind of a trend right now to say it. And it's
been a trend for years.
Yeah. You know, so I get it. I do get it. And I guess we could be saying that, like, on our stuff, like, if you know, you know.
Well, like Astrid did the day we recorded that episode on one of our Instagram posts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in relation to social media, maybe, I don't know. But I kind of agree with the whole, like, it does make you feel like, well, what if you, well, if you don't know, then what do you do about that?
Well, I feel like I've just wasted 10 seconds watching your reel for no reason, because I don't know. And if you would let me in on the joke, then or the thing, then I would be more informed. But anyway, I took a beating about
you
that.
Did.
I mean, a beating on text message everywhere. I just took a beating about it. I even had, there was even a voice message that I'm not going to play because it was, I think they were just being mean to me. But,
oh,
and I know, but there's identifying. Anyway, I just want to. Haters going to hate. That's the way it is. I was going back to Christina. She has, I think, such a little following going on right now. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about starting. Like after the commercial break podcast, like
ooh.
After the commercial break.
Yeah.
And let her tell all the juicy gossip since she seems to be in the know, if you know, you know, kind of know, you know, why not? Like a behind the scenes kind of, you
I
know.
I love it.
What do you think?
Let's direct people to Patreon.
Oh yeah. Let's direct people to pay for it. Oh, sorry. Wow. You really are still
God.
Not feeling great,
yes,
huh?
I know. Sorry. Whew.
Jeez, Chrissy.
No.
You got the ick sick sick.
No, that cough, it got down low.
Oh. Wow.
Get low.
Is that the only thing that got down low over the weekend? Didn't Jeff come back in town? What's going
he
on?
Did.
Yeah. Did he love up on you?
Yes.
Does he, when he loves up on you, like when you're sick, I'm not talking about sexual things. We can talk about that in the next segment. But when he loves up on you, when you're sick, does he get like Papa Bear?
Papa Bear?
Yeah. Like, hey, honey, go lay down. I'm going to make you some soup. We're going to get some cough, throat lozenges.
Oh,
I'm going to go to the
up
store.
On me if I'm yeah. sick. Yeah, absolutely. He takes care of me.
Yeah, does he is like a caretaker? Does he become a caretaker?
He does, yes.
Yeah.
He's not overly one because he's working.
But, yeah, no, I get it.
But yeah, no, he's definitely like just helps me and gets me whatever I need.
Yeah, I think I
also
tend...
we can order whatever we need.
No, that's true.
Direct to the
yeah,
door.
I guess caretakers are called the Uber Eats now,
yeah.
huh?
Yes,
Uber
exactly.
Eats or, oh, Instacart or whatever it is. What did you do? What did you do for this icky situation you got going on?
I mean, I took everything. I did the Mucinex. The
what did you do so I can know when I get it next week?
Right. I mean, it's yeah. It nothing seems to really work. So I went to the doctor. They gave me some steroids and a cough suppressant and like an inhaler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and none of it's really seemed to make it go away. So
what do you think?
Now I'm on the Z-Pack.
You think you have like some not yet known version of COVID?
I think so.
Do you?
But huh. I've been tested 3 times.
Well, doesn't the test like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know anything about those tests. But okay. So what is it? What did your sick day look like? Because I want to know, because you had to take off work. So I think I have a right to know, to understand. Did you like...
First of all, you're making me laugh.
I know,
too
you,
hard.
I know. I know, but your laugh being gone from the show is like such a big part of the show.
I know.
I'm trying to keep it a little bit like not so silly so you don't laugh
yeah.
so hard.
Yeah.
But
well,
like,
no, I just felt kind of crappy. Well, I had the cough.
Yeah.
That's what I worked. I did work. We worked 2 days last
week. Yeah, that's true.
I had the cough. And then that Wednesday, I was just like, oh, I feel worse.
Yeah.
Then it was kind of body aches and nasal congestion. So. I wish there was something I could tell you.
Did you run a fever?
I did have a low fever.
You did?
Low grade fever.
Oh,
yeah.
That's definitely a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know it's like I had already taken 2 tests, COVID negative, but those I looked and they were expired when I looked at the tests.
Wow.
So then I went to the doctor. They gave me an official test.
Which is the worst?
Negative.
Yeah.
So
did they get that swab way up there?
They got it
fuckers.
Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know. It seems like it's some kind of weird variant.
Yeah.
Who knows what's happening?
So when
there's been mutations.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the place. It really is. We've had a lot
of
people.
We actually ran into Rachel at
the Public. Oh, Rachel McGrath. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you
did? Who was also not feeling well and going to get a COVID test.
Really?
Yeah. So I think something's kind of going around.
Maybe it's like Midtown Madness. Maybe you have the Midtown Mucus Syndrome.
Midtown Mucus would be about right.
Listen, you know. All those things going on down in Midtown. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a Midtown Mucus Syndrome going on around there. Who knows what those crazy kids are up to?
And well, I thought too that I had missed being sick because I'd been traveling so much, and I thought for sure, you know, yeah, planes, trains, automobiles, all that stuff, different environment. You know, another friend of mine actually, because I had to cancel going out to dinner with a friend of mine that was in town.
Wow,
I said I can't. I'm just too. I don't want to give you something, and I'm not feeling good. So, and he mentioned that it could be allergies from going to a whole other environment, you know, up in the
really?
Pacific Northwest.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Then coming back to Georgia. So I thought, yeah, that's what it is.
I'll just say it's allergies.
But I don't know. Who knows? I'm still not 100%.
Okay, so back to, let's take Thursday or Friday for an example. Thursday yes. and Friday, you had to take off. Yes. You wake up in the morning. You text me. You say, hey, listen, maybe I can make it to work. Maybe I can't. You know, and I say, hey, listen, let's call the whole thing
yeah.
because I don't want you to be sick in the studio, nor do I want you to miss any more work than you need to. So
right.
let's just call it a day. When you work using your voice, if your voice doesn't feel good or if you're coughing
That's
the entire
correct.
Time, it's just completely, it's not a, you yeah. can't do it.
Mm-mm.
So do you like lay in bed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's basically what I did.
Did you sleep a lot?
That was the problem too, was that I wasn't sleeping a lot throughout the week because I was coughing so much and I was waking myself up at night and then waking up early and just, I just wanted it to be done.
Well,
did
you see any good television shows or anything? Do you have something good to digest at least?
Yeah. Yeah. I caught up on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I hope I don't get this.
I do too.
I hope I don't get this, but I have a feeling I will because I get everything that comes within 50 miles.
I don't know. You've got all the kids. So I think that keeps you exposed.
It does. To all kind of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think with me not having that exposure all the time, I was vulnerable.
I really feel bad for you. I do. And I hope this doesn't last much longer. You know, I have, there's people, and this.
You were just scared I was going to have roid rage like you had.
Well,
when I got on the steroids.
Hope, yeah, I know. I was pretty bad off. That was an ugly week. It was an ugly week, but it's like unavoidable. And mm-hmm. it worked. So that's it. Something about those steroids really does make you feel a whole fucking shit ton better.
Well, they did not make me feel better.
But you're on the Z-Pak now, right?
Yeah, well, they gave me the Z-Pak and they said if the steroids don't work, because this was Wednesday, and they said steroids don't work and if, you know, you're not feeling better in a few days, then take the Z-Pak. Because you're not supposed
gotcha.
To take the Z-Pak with a cough, because a cough is virus. And
it could just like blow up the virus and get worse.
Well, no, it just doesn't really help the virus.
Gotcha.
Then you take an antibiotics for nothing. So
wow.
Yeah, so then I started the Z-Pak. I was like, fuck it, I'm taking the
Amen.
Z-Pak on Saturday. Started that, third day now today. So I, you know, we'll see. I'm better, but not, that cough is still there. Ugh.
This, whatever this is, this ick, has been going around this summer. And I do know other people who have literally had a cough. I do a few. They're mainly children. But I do know a few other people in our orbit. And two of them that I'm thinking of in my head right now, two of them have had a cough for months.
God, that sounds
it's been
awful.
Going, I know, for months. And it's annoying. And it's dry. It's not productive. And they're miserable. Like, they've been miserable. And the doctor can't do anything for them.
No.
Says, I don't know. One of them tested positive for that RSV, but the RSV went away and they're still coughing, tired, feeling kind of miserable. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things, I guess you're going to have
to. Damn it.
Do we have a life insurance policy on you? The commercial break?
No,
should
need
we?
One.
Yes. Who's our life insurance? What if you have
one?
To drop out of the race? What are we going to do, Chrissy?
No. I'm staying in.
Yeah, you gotta stay in. You're too old, you're too sick, but you gotta keep
I'm
going.
Staying in.
Full steam ahead. Just kidding. All right. Okay, so let's do this. Let's not make it an overly long episode since I know you're not feeling well. Let's take a break. We'll do one more segment and then I'll get you home to more television, cough lozenges, and soup. I thought you'd be for sure by now.
Shogun is a great series, by the way.
Oh, that's what everyone is saying is that Shogun is a show, is a must watch television program.
Yes.
I wish I had any free time to myself and I'd be happy to do that. But now I just tell everybody I got to go stretch and then the kids
there
can come and they can jump on me while I'm stretching. I know when Astor gets so pissed at me because I'm like, you know, throwing the kids through the air and running around with them and jumping and doing flips and helping
and
my daughter with gymnastics.
Like, that's why your back is hurting.
I know. And I'm like, honey, I can't stop being a dad just because I have a little
pain
in my back.
Well, you get in the mode. I mean, I do have to say, I did this. I don't know if we have time for this segment, but so Friday I did muster up the energy. The thing is when it's like you get up and you're up and about, it's okay. You just have this cough. So anyways, my nephews were coming in town. We've been dying to go to the aquarium here in Atlanta for so long. And it's such a great aquarium.
It really is.
It's huge.
It really,
it's like
really
the largest one in the Western Hemisphere or something.
I thought it was the largest in the world.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so big and it's got so much stuff going on. So I did make it to that. But there was a point to my story about that.
Well, the point was, I don't know what the point was. Oh,
I did go to that.
Chrissy went to the aquarium. Okay. Still sick.
There's
a wrap up of the segment.
I'll think of it during the commercial.
Well, think of it during the commercial break. Here on the commercial break. We'll be back. Let's give your voice a rest for a minute.
What's up, haters? Now let's get down to business. If you've got something to say, say it to our faces. And by that, I mean, text us or call us at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can and should also find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast, unless you want to fight me, in which case don't. And if you're just desperate to see our shining faces in person, keep your ears peeled for ticketing information about TCB Live. As always, don't forget that you can find everything you could possibly need to find on our beautiful website, tcbpodcast.com. Bye.
All right, back here on the show. Well, with one hand tied behind our back because Chrissy's not feeling. Did you remember what we were talking about?
Yeah, well, I was going to say something about the aquarium, but now I can't remember. So.
Well, let's talk about the aquarium for a second. How long has it been since you've been there?
So Jeff and I went right after we'd first gotten engaged, and we had such a fun time there. That was about 8 years ago. Then they have these monthly things where they do like Sips Under the Sea or something like that, where it's an adult evening out. And there was a big disco night that they were doing.
Oh, yeah. And so the big ballroom.
So a big group of friends, we all did that. But that was about 5 years. It was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So going back now, it was so much fun.
Yeah, we've been to the aquarium a few times. And I've been to a couple of private events at the aquarium. And let me tell you right now, when you get into that ballroom... what girl that I dated was like a event photographer, wedding photographer, and for a time period, and she invited me to come along because her assistant had backed out and, you know, just like hold stuff and carry stuff. And I did that. And we went to like this private fundraiser for, I don't know, some political action committee or something. But, and she was taking pictures of this, and it's amazing because you have this ballroom where there are floor-to-ceiling glass windows. They're probably 30 feet, 40 feet tall. And when they pull back the, I don't even know what you call them, stanchions or whatever they are, the big drapes.
Yeah.
Or when they pull them back at night and they turn on the aquarium lights, what you are looking at behind that glass are the whales that are inside of the aquarium, the whale tank. And it is on
the beluga whales?
The beluga whales.
Oh, it's on. The belugas are my favorite.
Well, that's one. And then I think they have another one where it's just the ocean tank. Where
yeah, the ocean. That ocean tank is crazy. Those are whale sharks. Whale sharks.
Yeah. They have everything. They have, anything you, any fish that swims.
The kids were so cute. They were like, we want to see a sea otter. Do they have this? Do they have manatees? We saw literally everything.
Yes.
They wanted to see a polar bear, but that was not
there. No, you're not going
to
see a polar bear. I think polar bears are rather dangerous, actually. Yeah.
But that was the only thing. Everything else is there.
It's unbelievable how big it is, how beautiful it is, how well done it is, and how many animals they have in this very large space, but it looks large when you get in there. It certainly does look large, but it doesn't look overwhelming.
They've got like a main center area where you can branch off and then go this way for
Arctic,
river,
ocean, cold water, warm water, salt water, fresh water.
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
So you were talking about how you throw the kids around and you're acting like a kid kids.
Yeah.
So we went to the aquarium and I did the same thing when I was there. There's like this tunnel that you can go through where you go pop up and like you're amongst the penguins.
Yes.
And I jumped right in that tunnel, crawling around, like
picking up more disease as you go along.
Yes, exactly. They do have hand sanitizer all around that place. But I did the same thing where I was crawling on the floor, just being a kid.
Chrissy, it's really difficult. And Asher gets mad at me, but you know, we've had kids for a while now, and and you know, every once in a while, my back will get fussy or I'll be sick or something like that. But I always push it, right? I'm always thinking I'm better than I actually am. And I go play with the kids and I run around. It's especially difficult for me to not play with the children because that is my love language. And it's been proven that fathers share their love and their intimacy with children through play.
That's how
it is. And thank God that I do love to play with those kids. I love it. I love to get in there and get my hands dirty and throw them around and wrestle and do all that stuff. But Astrid complains at she almost fusses at me every time that I get sick or back pain. She will tell those kids, don't, your dad's back hurts, stop it. And I always get a little upset. I'm like, Astrid, I can't stop being a dad because my back is a little bit fussy. And she's like, finally, a couple months ago, she said something to me that really made it clear. And I think I agree. She's like, if you don't take care of your back, they'll have less dad for less period of time because you're just going to put yourself in like a surgery room or you're going to put yourself in a surgical situation, a situation you can't recover from quickly. And that will be the worst thing for them.
Right.
So if every once in a blue moon, you know, every couple of months or whatever for a day or two, they can't jump on your back and ride down the hallway. Is it really that big of a deal? And I'm like, well, it feels like a big deal in the moment to tell your children. No one wants to tell their children no. But, you know, okay, I get it. I get it. But I still do it. I still do it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard not to do.
We have a friend, Allison. This brings up a point. We have a friend, Allison Hare, who's a longtime friend, supporter, fan of the show. One of the reasons why I think the podcast even exists, quite frankly.
We love Allison.
And she's been podcasting for a long time, maybe a year and a half longer. I say a long time, year and a half long, a long time in podcast years. And she had this episode one time. And she called me before she put it out there. And she explained, I'm about to put out a really controversial episode. I'm a little bit nervous about it. And I said, well, I've heard your show. Well, how controversial can it be? And she said, I'm going to talk about how I don't like playing with my children, how it feels like a task to me and I don't like it. And she had on like a therapist, and the therapist said, this is not an uncommon phenomenon. Lots of parents don't like to play with their children. They do feel like it's a task. So maybe the thing to do is to get involved with their lives in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. And play when you can. Of course, you've got to play with them at some point. But she had a really good explanation for what to do. I am the exact opposite. I love to play with my children. What I don't want to do, what is not interesting to me as a parent is I'm not a huge fan of sitting there and watching some video that they're interested in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'd much rather be like
interacting. Yeah.
Doing some kind of like being around them, hanging out with them, because that feels interesting to me. But I love to play with them.
Me too.
I think I'm a kid at heart. It's hard not to be a kid at heart when you have those damn kids. And I got so fucking many of them, man. Tell you what. And now we got to buy new car seats for some of them. It's a real pain in the ass. They're really fucking expensive.
Yes, they are.
If anybody if anybody's like works at a Mercedes dealership or a nice van dealership, can you send over like a 10-person van customized with televisions and a cooler and a toilet and all that other stuff? If you could just donate that to me, I would appreciate. I would be forever in your grace. So then let's go to the list of things that the commercial break needs. We need a private plane.
Yeah.
Private plane rides to and from all of our live shows. And we will be going Mallorca is where we're going to be going next month for 2 months.
Yes.
So if there's a pilot or a guy, girl who's got a private plane, somebody out there who has access to a private plane, could you donate that plane for rides to and from our private shows? We need a van. We definitely need a van. And we just need money. Like, if you just want to cash a check, like cut a check to us, we'll be totally okay with that.
A driver.
A driver
and a chef.
Yeah, driver and a chef. That's what Chrissy needs. Somebody once wrote us and said, how do I financially support the show? That was like the
one. One person.
Bank account details. Yeah, one. Zelle. I know. You know, I was like, honestly, I'll give you our Zelle account information right now. You feel free to support us however financial you want to get there with that Zelle. They never responded to me. It was a nice thought. It was a nice thought. This is also like the end of the first season of the commercial break, and I am positive that no one gave a shit. I think we barely did.
Yeah. No, we haven't.
Oh, my gosh. What a day. What a weekend. What a couple of weeks. Unbelievable.
It's just been the news is fast and furious.
Yep.
While I'm laying in bed.
I know. Well, it's good. I mean, I guess in some sense, it's nice that you have at least some interesting stuff to watch. I know you don't love watching news, but at least it's something interesting to watch, right?
Yeah. I didn't really watch the news.
Yeah, the RNC convention with Hulk Hogan, which was...
Did he show up?
Huh? He literally introduced the president.
Oh, okay.
The former president, I think.
I don't like to watch the news.
Oh, my gosh, Chrissy. I was like, is that actually Hulk Hogan up there ripping his shirt? Ripping his shirt.
Then I didn't see this headline.
Yeah, then they had pictures of him at some bar afterwards, and people were swarming him. And wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
I wish he just had stayed ambiguous. I liked Hulk Hogan when I was a kid. Who didn't like Hulk Hogan when they were a kid? But whatever. Anyway. Everyone's got an opinion these days. Everyone. And now it's wall-to-wall coverage of Kamala. There you go. I guess as it should be, as it's going to be. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about the show. You can get your free sticker there also. Go to the Contact Us button, drop-down menu, I want my free sticker. Give us your address, and away it will go. You can also watch... You can also watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all right there, one location, tcbpodcast.com. Follow us on our Instagram for all the up-to-date information, the comings and goings, funny clips, all that stuff. If you would, please follow us on Instagram, tcbpodcast, at tcbpodcast. Oh, I'm sorry, at the commercial break. I'm sorry. On Instagram, at the commercial break. And TCB Podcast on TikTok. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3TCB. You can text us or leave us a voice message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, ask TCB. We take it all there. Just send us a text message. So many of you do. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. All right, Chrissy, I know that's enough. I know that's all you can do today.
I think so.
But I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Check your patties.